Number 126 from October 2016, It Is What It Is. About a year and a half ago, my brother-in-law Bill was diagnosed with cancer and his leg was amputated. Then 2 months later, it was discovered that there was cancer all throughout his abdomen. My wife Deborah and her family traveled out again to see him one last time. Deborah told him that it just didn't seem right that he should have to go through all this amputation and now no hope with more cancer. Bill's last words to her were, "Well, Deb, it is what it is." After his funeral, Deborah was unmistakably and understandably upset, but she returned to everyday life, which includes things like grocery shopping. She went to Payless Supermarket for this shopping, and while she was there, a very odd thing happened. Deborah had several packages of bagels in the shopping cart, and that was all. A woman came up to her and began talking. This woman was a very beautiful black woman with very brightly colored skirt and blouse and a turban on her head. Deborah said she looked like she was right out of some picture about African women dressed up for a dance. She didn't look like she should be from Anderson, Indiana, that's for sure. The woman came up to Deborah very closely and asked if she was going to have a party. Deborah replied, "No, my husband just likes blueberry bagels." Then the woman leaned in even closer until she was just a few inches from Deborah's face and said, "Well, it is what it is." Deborah said that a great sense of peace came over her at that moment, and she knew that this was a message from Brother Bill that meant that he was all right. She was so comforted by this experience that she went up and down the aisles a little later to see if she could see this woman who had delivered the message, but she could not find her. After this, Deborah began to wonder if she really was real or if she had imagined it. She wondered if other people had seen the messenger. Whatever it was a great comfort to her, and she has always felt all right about Bill since that time. There is a part of us that would like to receive a sign from God from time to time about circumstances in our world, like in the movie Oh God. We usually don't get that kind of direct sign, but every once in a while, I believe we are sent a special messenger to ease our minds and help us through tough decisions. Whether it is a glowing woman in a brightly colored turban and outfit, or whether it is just a regular person that we see every day, I believe God does give us special messages sometimes to ease our minds and give us peace.